Live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Do you want to see your loan options, adjust payments, and closing costs online in real time? Rocket can. All right, so we're into hour number three. What's cracking? Welcome to the show. The third hour is audio only. In case you're wondering, what happened to the XR4TI? And what happened to me? The simulcast resumes tomorrow at its regularly scheduled time. What's up? Welcome to the show. All right, so open phones in hour number three, 1-800-636-8686. Let me start you off with some reaction before I get to my next topic. Rome, War Lady Clones, unless you're named Nicole. What the hell was that? What the hell are you doing, Hawk? Why was that call on the air? Scott from Sacktown. I don't know, Scott. I would answer, except I'm not the one that put it through. So why don't we go to the guy who did? Hey, Adam, why don't you answer Scott's question? Let me rephrase the question. War Lady Clones, unless you're named Nicole. What the hell was that? What the hell are you doing, Hawk? Why was that call on the air, Hawk?
Well, she had a nice voice. She's from San Diego. We like San Diego. She was talking about J.J. Watt. J.J. is a premier free agent. It was a topical tweet, a relatable tweet about DoorDash. JJ! I'll admit that she kind of stalled out right in the middle of making a good point and left you to do the heavy lifting, which you did. But it was fine as far as calls go. It was serviceable.
So what you're saying is Lady Clone, in market, not really on topic, nice voice, viral tweet, I wanted to.
It checked a lot of boxes. Enough
to
get on
check,
the air.
Did it check this box? Good phone call that makes the show better?
I thought it would. That box is never checked until after the phone call. I anticipated it would check that box. I was wrong.
Now, see, that's the problem. I'm counting on you to make those decisions and speculate whether or not that box is going to get checked. And often it does not. And yet you're the gatekeeper. You're the guy responsible for breaking out that big crayon and checking that box. Did we check that box with that call?
We did not.
She was all right.
She was all right.
She was all right. And believe me, I've heard a hell of a lot worse.
We attempted to check the box. It was like one of those Scantrons that doesn't read all the way because it's like...
All right. All right. What do you know about Scantrons, dude?
I failed many of them. That's what I know about them.
All right. All right. All right. All right. All right. All right. Thank you. All right.
All right.
Hey, Scott, did that answer your question? All right.
All right.
Rome, we think that what Dan Campbell meant to say was, I get knocked down, but I get up again. You're never going to keep me down. Signed, Chumba Mwamba. Francis in Glendale. Francis, you also did not check any boxes. Except the bad tweet box. Wore all of Ira Craig's meals being outdoor dining. Yeah, I would say that checked the bum box. If we allowed bum smack, but we don't. Hey, Francis, if you keep sending me bullcrap like that, you will soon be neighbors with Ira eating all your meals outside. It's just literally bad, bad karma. Not to mention bad form. Romy. All right. All right. All right. All right. All right.
All right. All right.
All right. All right. All right. All right. All right. All right. All right.
All right. All right. All right.
Regards. My response whenever someone tells me The Wire is a top three television show. All right. All right. All right. All right. All right. All right. All right.
All right. All right.
Denny in the 402.
All right. All right. All right.
Hey, Denny. Let me tell you something, Denny. You know The Wire? Definitely a top three TV show. Maybe the best show ever. What do you have to say to that, Denny?
All right. All right. All right. All right. All right.
Rome. If the Seahawks put Russell Wilson on the trade block, they certainly will not get trade value. Regards, selling your town home. Stephen PHX. Rome Slice. Dan Campbell's speech is like The Walking Dead. It lacks substance, direction, and a point. And it went on way too long. Geoff and Lincoln.
We're going to kick you in the teeth. All right. And when you punch us back, we're going to smile at you. And when you knock us down, we're going to get up, and on the way up, we're going to bite a kneecap off, all right? And we're going to stand up, and then it's going to take two more shots to knock us down, all right? And on the way up, we're going to take your other kneecap, and we're going to get up, and then it's going to take three shots to get
us. I don't know. I'm starting to like this guy, all right? And I'll tell you why I'm starting to like this guy, all right? This guy said something kind of wacky, all right?
All right.
And then had a chance to walk it back, all right? And back down from it, all right? And didn't, all right? All right. I like that, all right? I like guys who do that, all right?
All right.
I'm pulling for this guy now, all right?
All right.
Dear Jim, knock, knock. Who's there? Max Homa. Max Homa who? Max Homeowners Association fees because my complex keeps raising rates. Signed, townhouse guy. Do y'all live in mansions? Do you all live in 7,000 square foot homes that are paid for? Then why are you cracking back on townhouse guy? Johnny Scabs, we completely hear what LeBron is saying. Signed, condo guy that listens to the neighbor's sex with his ear on the wall. Hey, Rome. Nothing like being back in Cali, where the herb is nice and accessible. Signed, Tiger, Hawk, and the rest of Bake Nation. All right, that actually gets us back on track to an actual take. So I mentioned Sunday's finish at Riv should have been all about Max Homa. Before I finish that thought, Alvy, can you tell me why Hawk literally just ran out the studio in the middle of a segment? What a dope. Man, I so wish we were on TV for that. Hawk is so lucky that the simulcast is not running right now, so we could have documented that. In fact, I wonder if the cameras are still running anyway, all right?
All right.
Literally, this guy just made a beeline out of the studio. Nobody has run out of the studio like that since I got word that Jake was being born. Like, that second.
All right.
I was talking to Jake yesterday on FaceTime. Jake is our older son. He's at the University of Wisconsin. And, Hawk, what are you doing, man? I said, nobody has run out of the studio that fast in the middle of a segment since I did the day our first was born. You don't answer the question. Anyway, so I was talking about the fact that Sunday's finish at Riv should have been all about Max Homa. And I did my part to make that happen by opening this show yesterday with his victory at the Genesis. But Tiger Bros are going to Tiger Bro. We know this. And Tiger Bros made it all about Tiger. So I could have done this yesterday, but I didn't because the cat angle obviously was going to hold and Max's victory was way more important, way more topical, and way more worthy of immediate attention. All right, stay with the story. Go with the story. That was the story. However, now that we are a day later, we can go ahead and go with the second billing. Why don't we do that? Let's talk Gatto. Tiger Woods had the most improbable 2019 that anybody could ever imagine. He tied Sam Snead's tour record of 82 wins. He ripped a fifth jacket at the Masters in what many might argue is the greatest comeback in sports history. One of the most improbable wins ever. 2019 was amazing. 2020 was the exact opposite. This dude barely showed up to the track. When he did, he got his ass handed to him on a tee. So where does that leave us for 21? Everybody knows how selective Tiger is with his schedule. Super selective. But there are a couple of places where he always shows up. Torrey in January, Riv in February. But then on January 19th, he announced undergoing a fifth back surgery and said that he would not compete in either event. So that's big news because Augusta is now just 2 months out. And let's be real, this guy's already on borrowed hourglass sand. And that was before he got cut and duct taped back together for a fifth time. So Tiger Bro is freaking out. It's one thing to miss Torrey. It's one thing to miss Torrey and Riv. But the Masters also? So, when Tiger rolled into the Palisades for hosting duties at RIV, he did an on-camera interview with Jim Nantz on Sunday. Nobody had really seen or heard from him since last year. All anybody really knew was that he went under the knife again and that the Masters was in jeopardy. So, Jim Nantz asks on behalf of Tiger Bro Nation how the big cat was feeling.
Everybody wants to know how you're feeling, what you're doing since you've come off your fifth back operation. You feeling all right?
I'm feeling fine. I'm a little bit stiff. I have one more MRI scheduled so that we'll see if the annulus is scarred over finally, and then I can start doing more activities. But still in the gym, still doing the mundane stuff that you have to do for rehab, you know, the little things, and before I can start gravitating towards something a little bit more.
Let me say this. I hope my man is feeling better than he looked, because he looked like hell. And again, let me be very clear about this. Personal appearance still is not show fodder. But when one of the most famous athletes ever shows up to a TV interview with presumably all the professional makeup and lighting that one could get, and he still looks like that, then that's something you got to talk about. That's something you have to reference. Now, I know that this is not a visual medium, especially right now when we have no simulcast. And maybe I should have done this earlier so I could have flashed that grill. But my man's face looked like it was maybe swollen to twice its original size. And his eyes were glossed over. And if you listen to the audio, he was not enunciating all that well. And trust me, this is not just one man's opinion. I mean, I wouldn't go on a nationally syndicated radio program and say this because I was the only one in the world who saw this. No, the internet has been ablaze with thousands and thousands of takes ranging from, and I quote, "Tiger looks fried," to "Tiger looks high," to "Tiger looks like his Memorial Day mugger." Whatever it is, believe me when I tell you, the guy on my TV screen on Sunday did not look like the guy who's been on my TV screen for the past 25 years on Sundays. Now, I'm not accusing him of anything. I'm not even speculating on anything. I'm just saying he looked like a shell of himself, and it really is no surprise why he's not swinging the bats this week and may not in April either. Speaking of April.
So Tiger, 7 weeks from today, final round of the Masters. You going to be there?
Gotta hope so. I got to get there first.
You feel like you'll
a lot of space on, you know, my surgeons and my doctors and my therapists and making sure that I do it correctly, and this is the only back I got, so I don't have much more wiggle room left there.
But the plan would be maybe to get one tournament in before that, I guess?
I don't know what the plan is. The plan is right now is just to go ahead and get the MRI and see if the annulus is sealed. And if it's scarred over, then we can start progressing.
Hey, Tiger, bro, you see that panic button? Go ahead and take your tailor-made sim to it right about now. I mean, none of that's good, right? I'm no doctor, but I don't think I need to be one to diagnose what's going on here.
Not good. Below not good.
None of this is good. Not the way he looks, not the way he sounds, not what he's saying. The fact that he's like 45. And is coming off a fistful of back surgeries. These are not good numbers. 45, 5 back surgeries. Look, just about everyone who has dabbled in doubting Tiger Woods has been burned, myself included. Nobody could ever take away that 2019 Masters from him. I mean, he should have served up Crow Sando at the Champions Dinner. But that was 2 years back. That was 2 years ago. And a lot has happened since then, including him turning 45, him having another back surgery, him missing a bunch of cuts, him not playing in his favorite tournaments, him going 13 months and counting without a top 10, him showing up to Riv looking like a melted candle, saying that he's got no plan to get to Augusta, not yet, and he has to wait on an MRI to see if his back is healing properly. Again, I'm not clowning the way the guy looked. I'm just saying it could be pretty important, considering how telling it might be, that the guy just didn't look right. And that was on TV at an event that he was hosting in an interview that had been planned weeks in advance, I'm sure. So I'm not going to do what the internet did. I'm not going to say that the guy went on a bender in LA. I'm not going to say that the guy smashed a bottle of Valium, because that's just dumb, unfounded Twitter talk. I'm just going to say this guy did not sound that good, and he looked even worse. And I don't know if there's an ice pack in the world cold enough to reduce that swelling. I know Cindy's ice roller is not going to reduce that swelling.
Ice.
Not on his back, nor his face. Get well soon, Kat. Because clearly right now you are not.
This is the only back I got.
It was kind of alarming. Especially to Tiger Bro Nation. Take a short time out. More still to come. Including my thoughts on Danger Russ. I sort of like that gloss. Also, Fernando Tatis Jr. In fact, I want to definitely get there. I want to talk about the point-counterpoint. On the one hand, you got the Mariners, a garbage organization. On the other hand, you have the Padres, a really well-run organization now. That's coming up next.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
You want Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. They're close, they're convenient, they're known for guaranteed everyday low prices, excellent customer service from professional parts people that you can trust. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today and visit O'ReillyAuto.com. All right, so I mentioned, why don't we do a point-counterpoint? Let's go point-counterpoint on the Kevin Mather story. Here is your counterpoint. I already talked about the Mariners at length, and none of it's good news. The counterpoint to that is Fernando Tatis Jr. and the San Diego Padres. For the record, here's your counterpoint. For the record, the Padres did not manipulate the service time of Fernando Tatis Jr. They did not keep him in the minors longer than he actually deserved, just so they could keep him under control at a lower price for longer. They called him up when he was ready. Then he absolutely mashed. They went from being an overlooked team to one of the most exciting teams in baseball. And they got themselves an absolute superstar. And not just a baseball superstar, a sports superstar. Then they locked him up in a 14-year contract. What kind of a contract? A, quote, statue contract. San Diego and Tatis could have gone a couple of different ways with this contract. They could have done something short. They could have done something longer. They might eat up a year or two of his free agency. But GM A.J. Preller had this to say about Fernando and the way he wanted to approach it.
And in typical Toddy fashion, his only real comment was, why not my whole career?
In typical Toddy fashion, why not my whole career? I mean, right? Why not? Why the hell not? Preller went on.
He wanted to be one of those very unique players that plays his career in one spot. You know, he loves the franchise, he loves the city, he loves his teammates, and he talked a lot about you know, really wanting to get on that path of that statue contract.
Again, the statue contract. Like, there's securing the bag, and then there's securing the statue. This is what Tatis had to say about that statue contract.
I want the statue on one team. I want to be able to stay in one team and, you know, build my legacy over here in San Diego.
All right, so go ahead and compare that to Kevin Mather's Seattle Mariners. after Mather clowned Julio Rodriguez for his English and declared that he won't be coming up to the majors anytime soon. Do you think that Julio Rodriguez is thinking, hey, I want to be able to stay on one team and build my legacy over here in Seattle? Hell no. I'll tell you what he's thinking. He's probably thinking, when is the earliest that I can get out of this garbage organization?
Garbage.
Not the Padres and not Tatis. He's looking for a statue out near Tony Gwynn and Trevor Hoffman, and he wants to earn it. That's why he's not committing to a particular statue model just yet, because there are options. I mean, it might be a statue of him making some crazy play in the field, or him running the bases, or an iconic bat flip.
Ionic.
I'm going to put those numbers first, and then we can discuss about it, but I don't know. I feel maybe we can have three statues through different ways, but we will see what happens.
Man, this dude is straight charisma. He's so good. I dig that. Do three statues in three different ways. Or that, or maybe like one statue that morphs into three different poses. San Diego legends deserve statues. I've said it before, I'll say it again right now. If you live and you work in San Diego for a long time, if you start a career there and you build out from there, you do deserve a statue. And I know what you might be thinking. Hey, Rome, didn't you get your break in San Diego? And I would say, well, yes. Yes, I did. Why do you ask? And then you might follow up by saying, well, Rome, didn't you work in San Diego for a long time? And again, my response would be, well, yes, for years. And I had an amazing time doing it and living there. And then you might even say, Rome, did you not put up numbers while you were in San Diego? And I would have to admit, yes, yes, you're right, I did. It's not why I do it, but yes, numbers were put up when I was in San Diego. Big numbers. Fact. And then some of you might be thinking, well, Rome, instead of talking about a statue for Fernando Tatis Jr., should we not be talking about you getting a statue? And I would say, whoa, easy, Dahmer. This is not what this is about. Slow down. This is not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, if you come to San Diego and you're hungry and you're young, man, and you are willing to battle and go to war and represent the city and represent who you work for and represent the fans who get behind you, and you do it for a long time at a really high level, and you love that city, and you love the fans in that city, and you love who you work for, then yes, you do deserve a statue. Wait. Now that you put it that way, and if that is the criteria, you know what? I'll take a damn statue. Yes, I will. I mean, it's not what I do it for, but I'm not turning a statue down. Like Tatis, I'm not sure what pose that statue should be. I'll just leave that up to the people. But I'm not going to rule out the possibility. I guess the only question now is, does my statue go next to Tony's or Trev's? Or do I put my statue in front of the office building that used to house the mighty 690 on Pacific Highway? Or do I drop my statue in front of our station in San Diego right now, 97.3 The Fan? Or do I put my Rome statue in front of the Oakwood Apartments in Pacific Beach, where I used to live? Or inside of the first Rubio's that I ever went to and got my grub on in San Diego? Or, you know what? Should we just put my damn statue under my sink where my Hall of Fame trophy was getting wrecked by that leaky faucet under my bar? I don't know. Doesn't really matter much to me. I'll leave it up to you. 1-800-636-8686. I love that he wants a statue contract. And we just don't know what kind of statue it would be. There could be any one of three or more statues. That's a 14-year contract. 14 years. Speaking of Padres, my guest on the Jim Rome podcast tomorrow, former Padre, former Dodger, former Boston Red Sox, Adrian Gonzalez. Adrian's going to have some thoughts, I'm sure, about the NL West and that contract and the Padres and the Dodgers. So make a note of that. We still run that Jim Rome podcast out every single Wednesday after the program. I've got one last segment for you. Phone lines are wide open. 1-800-636-8686. Those calls coming up next. Right now, though, because it is the bottom of the hour, I've got a sports update. Here it is. Welcome back. Last segment. So if you happen to hear the update from Rich Ackerman, he had this story. And TMZ Sports has this story. I am reading this from TMZ Sports. Quote, Tiger Woods was involved in a bad single car accident in LA County on Tuesday morning with officials requiring the jaws of life to free him from the vehicle. The article on TMZ Sports continues, quote, the vehicle sustained major damage, according to the LA County Sheriff's Department, which responded to the scene. 45-year-old Tiger was transported to a local hospital by ambulance for his injuries. The accident occurred at 7:22 a.m. Emergency responders were called to the scene. Tiger was in the area for his annual Genesis Invitational Golf Tournament at the Riviera Country Club in the Pacific Palisades. Unclear what caused the accident. Cops are investigating. Story developing. End of quote. That from TMZ Sports. So again, Tiger Woods, according to TMZ Sports, involved in a bad single car accident in LA County this morning. And apparently the jaws of life were required to free him from his vehicle. And he was transported to a local hospital by ambulance for his injuries. And that's all we know. That according to that report. That's scary. I hope he's all right. That's very scary. So hopefully he is all right, and any other speculation at this point would be really inappropriate. So we will monitor that. I'm in my final segment right here, and that news literally just broke. 1-800-636-8686. So again, I hope he's all right. The LA County Sheriff's Department had a statement as well. And it reads in part, at approximately 7:12 a.m., LASD responded to a single vehicle rollover traffic collision on the border of Rolling Hills Estates and Rancho Palos Verdes. The vehicle was traveling northbound on Hawthorne Boulevard at Black Horse Road when it crashed. The vehicle sustained major damage. The statement goes on, quote, the driver and sole occupant was identified as PGA golfer Eldrick Tiger Woods. Mr. Woods was extricated from the wreck with the jaws of life by LA County firefighters and paramedics, then transported to a local hospital by ambulance for his injuries. It goes on to say that the traffic investigation is being conducted by investigators. So that is the latest there. That is really scary. And hopefully he's all right. 1-800-636-8686. All right, so one other topic that I want to get to before the end of the program, and again, we'll see if anything else breaks relating to that story. Seattle, the best I can tell, and I'm no relationship expert, but it seems to me like that bond between you and your star quarterback, Russell Wilson, may not be as strong as it was even a few weeks back. I mean, it was not that long ago when news started to circulate that he might be upset about the pounding he was taking on a weekly basis, where teams started to call to try to gauge interest in a possible trade with Russ. And I'm pretty sure the initial reaction was, there's no way this guy's going anywhere. There's no way we would consider moving him anywhere. Well, then you fast forward a few weeks and come to find out that has not deterred teams from calling the Seahawks. And not only have they not stopped calling, but they're starting to get certain messages that, well, you know, maybe we could talk a little shop here. There might be something there. According to NFL Media's Mike Silver, about one-third of the league has called the organization about Russ. Silver says those teams have come away with the belief that the starting point for any serious conversation about a deal for Russ would be 3 first-round picks. So maybe it's gone from thanks but no thanks, this is a non-starter, no, he's not going anywhere, to, well, if you want to start a conversation, here's where it starts. So how do we get here? How do we get here, and how do we get here that quickly? Something tells me the Seahawks might not have taken too kindly to Russ's February media schedule, for one. And no, I'm not talking about the gum chomper and his guys taking exception to things that Russ has talked about outside of football. You know, maybe come to find out. Maybe come to find out that there may actually be a price for his services. Maybe he might be available. Again, according to Silver, 3 first-round picks would be the starting point of that conversation. Yeah, according to Jim Rome and Jungle Media, I wonder if that might be the ending point. I mean, that's a bleep ton of capital to give up right now, even for Russ. And there may not be a bigger Russ Wilson house than the one in which I reside. I love this guy. I love Russ. I love his game. I think even at this point in his career, Russ is so underrated still, it's stupid. I love Russ. But I think 3 first-rounders and then some for his services might be too big of an ask. Yeah, I don't know about that. Deshaun Watson, sure. Russ, maybe not. I mean, Watson's going to be 26 for this upcoming football season. Russ is going to be in his 33rd year. And he's not a typical 33 either. Remember, this is why the organization and Russ are even at this point right now. Because of all the physical abuse that Russ has taken. He's been sacked 394 times. Let me interrupt this thought with a statement from Tiger Woods' agent, Mark Steinberg. Daniel Rappaport tweeted this. The statement, quote, Tiger Woods was in a single car accident this morning in California where he suffered multiple leg injuries. He is currently in surgery, and we thank you for your privacy and your support. So, as I mentioned, really scary stuff. That, again, is a statement from his agent, Mark Steinberg. Tiger Woods was in a single car accident this morning in California where he suffered multiple leg injuries and is currently in surgery. We thank you for your privacy and your support. Obviously, multiple leg injuries is really worrisome. The fact that he's already in surgery is really worrisome. And I'm looking at a link to TMZ and their images of the car, and that does not look good either. TMZ is updating. I'm not going to speculate on anything at all until I hear further. I mentioned the initial report from TMZ. TMZ goes on to say that just this week, Tiger Woods had taken photos with stars like David Spade and Dwayne Wade. He announced his recent back surgery could keep him out of the Masters. TMZ also updating an LA County Sheriff's Department source tells TMZ Sports that they do not believe alcohol was involved, but they could not say whether any other substance was possibly involved. That according to TMZ. Meantime, the images of the car wreck also do not look good. And the fact that he has multiple leg injuries is really concerning. The fact that he's already in surgery is really concerning. And these images of the car do not look good. If you're just now joining us, Tiger Woods was in a single car accident this morning here in California. And according to his agent, Mark Steinberg, he did suffer multiple leg injuries. He is currently in surgery. So much more on that as the details become available. 1-800-636-8686 is the number that you want to keep in mind. And I'm just kind of tracking this in real time. Hopefully he will be all right. So you go from a story about how he does the interview and speculation about whether or not he would play in the Masters to something much, much more serious than that. A single car accident earlier today. Segments brought to you by Dell Technologies. When you talk to a Dell Technologies advisor, they are focused on you. They are ready to offer tailored solutions powered by Intel vPro platform to keep your small business ready for what's next. You want to call a Dell Technologies advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL. So that breaking news, and that is really concerning. Once again, if you are just joining us, Tiger Woods was involved in a single car accident, a bad accident in LA County on Tuesday morning. Reportedly, the jaws of life were required to free him from the vehicle. According to the LA County Sheriff's Department, the vehicle itself sustained major damage. There are images of that vehicle. He reportedly suffered multiple leg injuries. Reportedly is already in surgery. And that accident occurred early this morning. He, of course, was in the area for his annual Genesis Invitational Golf Tournament at Riviera Country Club in the Palisades. And that story continues to develop. Once again, there was a statement from his agent, Mark Steinberg. If you're just joining us right now, quote, Tiger Woods was in a single car accident this morning in California where he suffered multiple leg injuries. He is currently in surgery. We thank you for your privacy and support. There are reports that the car had rolled over. I'm looking at another image where the car is off the road up against a hill, an embankment. And that was a single car accident. So we obviously will be on that tomorrow, and I'm sure you'll be tracking the details of that throughout the rest of the afternoon. Reportedly, he is in surgery. So today, I want to thank my guests. We had Leonard Hamilton, Florida State head basketball coach. He was on in hour number one. We talked to Arizona Cardinals running back Kenyon Drake. That was in hour number two. Dan Wojcicki came in. We talked about the LA Lakers and their situation. They've lost three in a row and four of their last five. Episode 163 of the Jim Rohn Podcast with Kenny Anderson is still up. Adrian Gonzalez will be my guest in tomorrow's Ep 164. My thanks to my guests and the XR4TI. Once again, the breaking news this morning. Scary, scary story. Tiger Woods in a single car accident. Not sure of the cause. He reportedly suffered multiple leg injuries and reportedly is in surgery. Thank you very much for listening, and we will talk more about that tomorrow, I'm sure. Have a good day.